Imagine you're looking at a balancing scale with everything you do for other people on one side and everything you do for yourself on the other side. If it isn't balanced, maybe it's time to spend a little more time on you. And therapy is a great place to start. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can help you find that balance and stick to it. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
Facts are facts. Like how contributing to employees' financial security makes them want to work harder for their company. In fact, according to a 2023 study by Principal, 87% of employers say that better employee financial security means employees are more engaged and productive at work. The fact of the matter is that employees want to feel financially secure in their future. So consider this. Principal helps you invest in your employees by providing customized benefits and retirement plans to help keep your employees more engaged and productive. When you take care of your team, they take care of business. That's a fact. Learn how Principal can help you find the right benefits and retirement plan for your team at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
If I type in all capital letters on Twitter or Facebook, it means I'm yelling, right? Well, I guess I'm yelling because I just started typing a tweet about how it's our last show before the NFL kicks off. And then I realized I needed all caps because to say it in standard tweeting form, it's just not enough. It's not enough to convey my enthusiasm. It's not enough to convey my excitement, my anticipation. It's not enough to convey that, in fact, yes, I am yelling. I know. You all are yelling at me to stop yelling right now, aren't you? It is our... Well, it doesn't work if I whisper it. Last show before the NFL kicks off. The 23 season. Now see, it sounds like we got a secret. No, it's not a secret. Shout it from the rooftops. Thank you. You gotta fight for your right.
You gotta fight for your right to party.
Or if we use Novak's version, it's a little less in your face, but it's still the same message.
You gotta fight for your right to party.
Wait, we need to do a poll. Which one of you, how many of you are like Travis Kelce? Because I am the female version of Travis Kelce, let's just be honest. And how many of you are a little more tepid and subdued and quirky, little goofy like Novak?
Everybody ready?
You gotta fight. Well, if you just say it too, it's kind of funny. If you just state it, I mean, Jay's kind of boring. Jay, can you don't say I get that a lot. just speak it. Just speak the line.
You gotta fight for your for your right to party.
See, I'm much more Travis Kelce. Jay's much more Novak Djokovic.
You gotta fight.
Why are we so weird? Oh, I can't help it. I'm that excited. I am that excited. Plus, there's plenty of other topics, headlines, stories in sports that will carry us through these next 4 hours. So we're prepared for them to zoom by. Zoom. You know, post-pandemic, Zoom meant something else. But I kind of feel like Zoom has reclaimed its territory, though. The verb zoom. We're going to zoom, not Zoom room necessarily, but we're going to zoom through the next 4 hours. Is that the case? You can't use the word Zoom anymore without there being the connotation of video call?
Yeah, I'm probably always going to think of like a chat room and a meeting or office setting, yeah.
Goodness. Well, we've got big plans, not just for these next 4 hours. We've got big plans for the next few months. And no, I'm not referring to the wedding, though that will be soon enough. We are referring to NFL season, NFL football. It is back, and we've got big plans, as always, to give you the best coverage here on After Hours. So yes, when I finally finish my tweet, and also then my Facebook post, it will be in all caps, and I will be yelling at you. Oh, you know what? Not at you. With you. But I guess if you're not yelling, then yes, at you on social media.
You gotta fight for your right to party!
Kind of like that. You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio, because you gotta fight for your right to find me on Twitter. Actually, just out of curiosity, why are you guys so nosy about my wedding and not anybody else's? Hey, Jay, we know that after our show here on CBS Sports Radio, DA walks in. Okay, if you do not know Damon Amendolara, he does the show following ours on the network. It starts at 6 o'clock Eastern, 3 o'clock Pacific. DA got married not that long ago and also had a baby not that long ago. Yay! Exciting stuff. He walked into the studio on Wednesday morning and said to me, "Wow, a lot of people are really interested in your wedding, huh?" And I said, "Yeah, I'm sure it was the same with you, right?" He said, "No." Oh. I said, "Wait a minute. You didn't get inundated with questions and comments about your wedding?" And he said, "No." I said, "People didn't want to know the details. They weren't asking you all kinds of questions about your wedding, your radio show, your future." No. All right. What gives? Why are you guys so nosy about mine? And by nosy, I mean caring. Here's my theory. He's obviously not a bride. I'm a bride. And a lot of times the wedding is supposed to be even more special for the bride. Okay. It is my first and only time getting married. I'm only going to do this once. I've waited a long time, but so is he. He's not been married before, and he and I are not that different in age. So is it because he's a guy, do you think?
Maybe he showed less enthusiasm on air about it.
Oh, you think that's it?
I don't know.
I show a lot of enthusiasm on the air about it.
I think that's a good thing. I'm not saying that's a bad thing.
Huh. I actually don't know how much he talked about it beforehand, but it wasn't as though it was a secret because everybody on his show unit, all dozen people, they were all involved, right? Not to mention people like Brad Heller, who used to work here in the network. So yeah, there are a lot of people involved from work, which is not the case for me because, well, it's a bunch of dudes here at work, but also because it's not in the area, and so it requires travel, and it's much smaller. Actually, his was even smaller than mine. He said they had to limit their guest list to 40 people.
Wow.
That's tough to do, it was because of the venue, because of where they did the wedding. And I don't want to say anything about it because he may not have shared that on the air. But either way, I'm thinking, I wonder why people are so curious about my wedding and not about DA's. So I guess that means you care. I'm grateful for that. Some of you out there still don't believe me. But also, I do think it has to do with the fact that he's a male and I'm a female. I wonder how many people asked DA whether or not he would be quitting radio when he got married. What are the chances, Jay, that no one asked him that? Probably pretty high, right?
Probably close to 100.
Yeah, right. 100%, I would say. If not 100%, I would say pretty damn close. Because people don't expect that men give up their careers when they get married. But there's a lot of people out there who, for some reason, think I will be giving up my career or my radio show when I get married. Is it just me or is that odd? Jay, did it ever cross your mind that I might give up my radio show once I got married?
I haven't thought about that, even for a second, actually.
Yeah, I don't understand why I'm getting that question, but probably not DA. Well, I do understand why. Of course, I understand why. But I will leave it to you to figure out, those of you who are listening. Not saying I'm insulted by it, but I am saying it is definitely a double standard. So anyway, thank you for caring. Thank you for your curiosity. For those of you who are interested, we did in fact record a video, producer Jay and I, but it's about football because, you know, it's football season. It's not wedding season yet. It's football season. We'll get to weddings. We'll get to wedding questions. We'll get to satisfy your curiosity at some point. But for now, you're going to have to settle for a video about football. Tell me it's posted, producer Jay. It is posted. So if you check out our YouTube channel, we will be asking you the same question that we answered on our YouTube channel. And so we'll get to that coming up a little bit later on. There was no yelling about fighting for your right to party. However, it is a celebration of the start of the NFL season. Because they're back, baby. The boys are back. We do love to party here on After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio. Oh, and yes, of course, we're going to get to another American in the U.S. Open semifinals. Boom, let's go. Red, white, blue, woo. We're also going to talk about Rangers, Astros. Well, mostly the Astros. But I guess a little bit of the Rangers. Did you know, if you were paying attention, of course you know, 39 runs scored by the Astros in their three-game sweep. 39, as in 3-9. That's a lot. That's one shy of 40 in three games. They scored in double figures every single game against the Rangers. That does not bode well for the Texas Rangers pitching. Now, this is the Astros, and it's clear that the World Series champs are awake. But the Rangers have got to figure this out because the American League wildcard race is very competitive. So we'll get to what was history in baseball on Wednesday night. I really enjoyed the build-up and the excitement, just the magnitude of having Justin Verlander and Max Scherzer face each other for the first time at 39 and 40. As future Hall of Famers, as teammates in two different places, as the first and second ranked active pitchers in career strikeouts, as two men who have incredible respect for one another and no doubt are better at their crafts because of their time together, I would say, especially in Detroit, this was quite a moment. And so I enjoyed listening to the game on the radio. And beyond that, understanding that the series itself could be a major turning point for the Astros. So we'll get to baseball. We'll get to a little bit of tennis. We've even got some college football to mix in. But to be honest, we're jazzed up about the NFL, and NFL is back driving the bus, baby. So you can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio, or our Facebook page, but brand new video on the YouTube channel named after the show, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. The breaking news actually comes from women's college basketball. We're not going to get to that first. But the breaking news from the NFL. If you didn't know it, you would think that Mike Tomlin had some type of wisdom or knowledge, incredible experience about how the NFL goes, and if he knew it, if he knew that it was wise and prudent, I think was the word he used, to prepare as though Nick Bosa would be on the field for week number one, then the Niners getting their deal done with Nick Bosa, even though, of course, it went down to the wire, probably not a big surprise. Deadlines tend to spur action. And the Niners were apart from Nick Bosa. They were separated, parting, such sweet sorrow. They were at odds for more than a month during training camp and preseason. Who knows how much Nick Bosa needs preseason. Now, if he gets hurt right away in the regular season, that changes everything. But yeah, as they got closer to the start of the NFL campaign, there was a little more of a sense of urgency. So the numbers are these: 5 years, $170 million with $122.5 million fully guaranteed. Do we have the Mike Tomlin from earlier this week? Okay, so this was Mike Tomlin when he was asked about if the Steelers were preparing or expecting to see, what's the other one? You're going to have to speak up, Jay.
The Bosa to Watt.
Isn't that the same? I think it's the same. Mike Tomlin comparing the situations between the Steelers and the Niners?
Yeah, I had another one yesterday, though, where he said that he was preparing for him to play.
All right, either one. Let's just hear from the wise Mike Tomlin.
We were in a similar circumstance with a dynamic rusher a couple of years ago in TJ. We got a deal done at the 11th hour. He showed up in the stadium, and he was TJ Watt that day. And so that's what those guys do. They show up, and they are who they are. And so we expect him to be there. It's the prudent approach to take, and if he's going to be there, we know the type of player that he intends on being. And so that's something to be dealt with.
Now, see, that's what I'm talking about. It was prudent for the Steelers to continue preparing for Nick Bosa, one of the best pass rushers in the NFL, not to mention the reigning defensive player of the year. And because Mike Tomlin and the Steelers had been in a situation not that different a couple years ago, they knew. They always knew. And yeah, the Niners likely not in a position where they were panicking or worried. Now, if they'd started the season without Nick Bosa, that's a different story. But no games have yet been played. Bosa is back with the Niners. You'll hear the reaction from his locker room and his head coach. Kyle Shanahan was headed to the podium for his weekly press conference. Now weekly, right? Because we're into game week. This is game week. The first time they get to work through their routine for game week. And he was headed to the microphone when he found out the news. Behind him, there was lots of yelling and exulting and a lot of fighting for their right to party. We've also got the latest on Travis Kelce. Oh, and Cooper Kupp. I had my fantasy football draft on Wednesday evening. Why? All I have to say is why? Why do I always hate my team? And weird circumstances surrounding our fantasy football league. I'll explain. There's a lot to get to. We're going to zoom through.
It's the prudent approach to take.
It is. These next 4 hours, we're going to zoom through. We're going to get you set for NFL kickoff because this is our last show before the 2023 season commences. It's After Hours with Amy Lauren.
Guys, it's no secret that classic dress shirts suck. That's why our friends at And Collar created something different. No more tight collars, loose fabric, or stubborn stains. Just outrageously comfortable shirts that are breathable, stain-resistant, and perfect for all occasions. Blending the comfort of athletic wear with the style of dress shirts, you'll never feel better being dressed up. Discover their versatile collection at andcollar.com and save 20% with code RADIO. Shop shirts and more at andcollar.com. Discount code available for a limited time. Terms and conditions apply.
Proven Winners Color Choice Shrubs are the landscaping plants that have been trialed and tested by expert horticulturists to ensure your success. Whether you're looking for the hottest hydrangea, a reblooming rose, or an elegant evergreen, you can count on the shrubs in the white containers for easy care curb appeal for years to come. There's still plenty of time to improve your landscape this season, so head to your favorite local garden center and ask for Proven Winners Color Choice Flowering Shrubs.
It's easy to go all in when you're in Arlington. Parks to play in, treetops to soar through, and the Potomac River to paddle on. Over a dozen distinctive neighborhoods, each with its own vibe and all easy to get to. Savor and explore the vitality of Arlington. Learn more at stayarlington.com.
It's on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Second down, 21. Three receivers go right. DK goes left against Charvarius Ward. Here's Geno back. Geno Bosa got him from behind. And they're not going to take this sack away. At last, he has 15 and a half on the year. Ran the hoop there against the rookie Cross and got him from behind for a sack.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Nick Bosa, reigning NFL Defensive Player of the Year, is now the highest paid non-QB in the league's history. 5 years, $170 million extension. And this is what Niners fans have been waiting for. $122.5 million fully guaranteed. So the Brinks trucks are not just for quarterbacks anymore. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Kyle Shanahan walks into his press conference just a few minutes late.
I actually was preparing to talk to you guys about how I have nothing to tell you guys. And I was 3 minutes late because I just got told of the news. So obviously pumped up about it, and I'll try to hit him up after this and figure it out. But I know he's trying to get here as fast as possible. You try not to think about it much because it's not really in my control, and you just got to let the process play itself out. Once it kind of went through the weekend, I just kind of got in my mind that we weren't playing with them. So because if I would have gone back and forth, that would have been miserable. So I just decided we weren't. I think our team was ready to not, and that was our mindset this way. And it was a hell of a bonus to just get told that coming in here. So we're obviously real excited about it.
In the moment, Kyle Shanahan reacting to what he heard about Nick Bosa being nearly signed, sealed, and delivered. Now, the $34 million annually is more than Aaron Donald. Okay, so Aaron Donald coming off of his Super Bowl year, but that was a $31.7 million annual salary for Donald. And then, how about this? Family affair. Joey Bosa with the Chargers had set the mark for guaranteed money among defensive players with $102 million. So his brother now has $122.5 million fully guaranteed. Think about that. In the same family, two brothers who are both incredible pass rushers, and now each of them has earned, in one contract extension, more than $100 million fully guaranteed. Obviously not the only brothers who've done that. The Watt brothers have also made a ton of money. It's incredible, though, to think about. The Kelsey brothers have made a ton of money. I'm so fascinated by the family dynamics of multiple siblings who end up playing pro sports, whatever sport that happens to be. So now you will potentially have Nick on the field for the opener against the Pittsburgh Steelers. I'm sure that Kenny Pickett is thrilled to hear it. Yes, welcome back, Nick Bosa. But as we got Kyle Shanahan's reaction in the moment, how about his teammates? Eric Armstead, Javon Hargrave, Trent Williams, kind of telling you what was happening behind the scenes in the locker room as they're finding out.
I walked in and a couple guys were excited, kind of screaming. I was like, what's going on? They told me that it got done.
Well, I just heard it screaming. I didn't know what they were screaming about, running down the hall. But it's definitely a great feeling. I think everybody's excited to have them back.
Who did you see running down the hall?
Fred. I assumed that's what he was yelling about, but he'd be yelling about being happy for practice, too. So, I didn't know. But everybody seemed very excited.
Obviously, it's a bigger contract. Takes a little bit more negotiating, so it took a little longer, but I mean, the goal is the goal. We got him signed. You know, he'll be back in the locker room. The team can't wait to welcome him with open arms. Might be a little, arms might have to be a little wider because he got bigger pockets now. But, you know, we definitely going to welcome him back with open arms.
It's so funny to think about Fred Warner running and screaming down the hallways. But then what does Hargrave say? Oh, well, he screams about practice too. He's happy about practice and he's screaming about that too. That's good stuff. Well, then, if you're screaming and you're happy, Nick Bosa signed, what are the chances that he gets out there on the field come Sunday against Pittsburgh?
I mean, there is question because we haven't seen him, but I think you guys know how I'm talking. Like, you have to have a beer belly and be out of shape or something, that's not in Bosa's DNA.
I'm not sure if you all saw this on Twitter. I would have to go back and figure out the account, but I did see someone who covers the Niners post a photo of Nick and point out that he does not have a beer belly, and so he should be good to go. And how many snaps are we talking on Sunday? Again, considering he hasn't had training camp or preseason.
How many snaps are in the game? Oh, I'm just joking. We got to see when he gets here. I know Nick will come in shape. I know he'll be good. It'd be great if he could get in something today. I don't know when he's going to get here or where he's flying from. But I know we'll be smart with it, and that'll be based over these next 2.5 practices.
2.5 practices, and that was early on Wednesday. Now we're down to 1.5 practices. Niners and Steelers. Is that one of the game of the week choices for week one? You guys, we're almost back to one of our favorite polls. Game of the week for After Hours. And our listeners, you get to determine that. But we don't do that poll until we get to Thursday. Do you know this time tomorrow, we will have one game to talk about and then one weekend to look forward to. I know some of you will say to me, what about Alabama, Texas? Oh, yeah, I'll be watching 7:00 Eastern time. Although if you're in either Alabama or Texas, it's a 6:00 kick. I'll be posted up. Oh, posted up for a game, probably answering emails and taking notes at the same time. Is it really boring and old of me that I can't wait to do nothing this Saturday night but just sit in a chair and watch football? Oh my gosh, I need one of those Saturdays. Of course, I do earlier in the day have to run 1 hour and 45 minutes because it's 2 weeks out from the half marathon. Oh, heavens, I just need this heat and humidity to go away. Jay, I am not a quitter. I'm fairly determined and committed, and I do not back out in commitments. But if it's 90-something degrees and the humidity is thick and rich like it's been the last couple days,
you got weather.
I don't think that I will be running the entire half marathon. Maybe I'll show up and actually try it, but that's insane. The half marathon doesn't even start until, I think it's 8:30 in the morning. By 8:30 in the morning on Wednesday, at least in my neighborhood, the temps were already in the 80s.
Yeah.
No, that's not a healthy and safe running environment.
Driving in here tonight, overnight, at midnight Eastern time, it was about 78, 79 degrees in my neighborhood. So that's even, middle of the night.
And with the humidity,
it's thick.
one of the things that we keep hearing from the athletes at the U.S. Open. And actually, Queens, Flushing, Queens, which is where the U.S. Open is located, is on the water. So it generally tends to be a tad cooler, not a lot cooler. But the issue is, of course, that on the hard court, you're baking. It absorbs the heat. And so you're hearing a lot of these athletes, Novak Djokovic included, Coco Gauff for sure, Ben Shelton, who's into his first major semifinal, even Daniil Medvedev. Did you happen to see the quote or hear what Daniil had to say about being on the court when it's 95 degrees in the middle of the bold sunshine, and they only have the roof half closed, so they're not controlling the temperature on the court. And he actually made the comment with a camera nearby that has raised some eyebrows.
One player gonna die, and they're gonna see.
One player gonna die, and they're gonna see. Meaning the USTA, right? Meaning the bodies that organize the U.S. Open, but not just the U.S. Open. The body that would determine whether or not the roof should be open and when the matches should be played. Weirdly enough, I heard that Novak Djokovic requested to play a daytime session yesterday. So going back to Tuesday, he requested to play during the daytime. I don't know if that's because he wanted more turnaround time before the semifinals. Assuming he would make the final four, he wanted more time. Because a lot of these the matches that take place at night, we've seen, depending upon how long the women's match goes first, they can play deep into the night. So maybe he wanted to play in the daytime because he knew he'd need a recovery period from the heat and the humidity and wanted to just get it over with. Either way, it's been a major theme at the U.S. Open. It's obviously a theme for a lot of sporting events that take place this time of the year or dog days of summer. I'm even thinking about Alabama and Texas and the heat and the humidity that could be part of that game, having just come from, well, Houston, but not that far from Austin, not that far from, if you think about the way that the temperatures still are soaring, yeah, it's not likely to include a whole lot of relief coming up on Saturday evening. Goodness. The game is taking place in Tuscaloosa, where maybe the humidity is not as thick, but still, lots of heat. What did you say, Jay?
Close to 90 on Saturday in Tuscaloosa.
That sounds fun. At 6 o'clock in the evening? Right. Like I said, I was there. It was just in the south, just along the coast, and it's thick. Those of you who are listening from anywhere in Florida, Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana, Texas, of course, across into the western United States, southwest United States, Arizona, New Mexico. My goodness. It's a challenge. It's definitely part of the equation. But for Medvedev to be right next to a camera and say, one player going to die, they're going to see. That's cryptic. Well, not so cryptic. I take that back. It's not cryptic. It's certainly, I can't even think of the word that I'm thinking about or that is on my brain. I will. It certainly casts a negative pall, right, over the tournament itself. And yet, unless you're going to move the tournament, unless you're going to hold every single match indoors with the roof closed, climate controlled, there's not a whole lot you can do about it. In fact, there's only one stadium court there. There's only one venue, one court that's available where you can control the climate. So then do you give an unfair advantage to those athletes who get to play indoors, or do you wait and play every match at night? I mean, they do the same thing at the Australian Open, where it's hard court and the temperatures routinely will be up near 120 on the court level. Weather definitely plays a factor early in the NFL season too. So yes, as much as we look at Labor Day as kind of the unofficial end of summer, it's definitely still summer. Find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. Also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. I see some of you already finding our newest video on our YouTube channel. Welcome back, football. So check it out. Named after the show, easily. Nick Bosa gets his contract. Chris Jones is still waiting. So you'll hear from Chris Jones, who's speaking out himself. Mad Max and Justin Verlander facing off for the first time in their careers. And previews. So much preview for Thursday Night Football and beyond, including our poll that we'll post. Not a poll, sorry. Our show question that we'll post coming up.
You gotta fight.
It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
This receiver trio is just is scary, and it does start with Scary Terry himself. He's good, man. And I it's just, can we get normal quarterback play for this guy
for
once in his career? Because you're right. I mean, yeah, no shade to ODU's finest Taylor Heinicke, but he was literally a backup quarterback in the XFL, and he's probably the best player that Washington has rolled out at quarterback in Terry's career.
Subscribe to Reception Perception, available on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
We could be down 14, we could be up 14, and you got to play every play and just relax, put the last one behind you, and just keep playing football, you know?
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
The unmistakable voice of Dan Campbell. I just want to point out that we were on the Lions bandwagon, the Lions bus, if you will, going back to the start of the 22 season, and we turned out to be so incredibly right and accurate.
The hype train.
And now everyone is on the hype train, but we got to stick with it. We can't get off of the Lions bandwagon because, well, we took up residence. We're camping out. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. We do this question every year as we get close to the start of the NFL season. Which seven teams, it's half the playoff field, which teams will make the playoffs in 23 that did not make the playoffs last season? Which NFL teams will make the playoffs in the 23 season who did not participate in the playoffs last year? Because half the field, roughly half, it's the standard. That's why the NFL is so popular. One of the reasons why the NFL is so popular. Because it's super competitive. And you can easily go from, well, easily, it's relative. You can go from worst to first. Teams do it every single year. Go from worst to first. Which seven teams? And you don't even have to name seven. Just give me your top few. Or one, if that's all you can come up with. Which new teams will make the playoffs this year that did not participate in the playoffs last season? You can find that question up on our show Twitter, After Hours CBS, or on our Facebook page. And, oh, look how this works. We answer the question ourselves in a brand new YouTube video extending our Stairway to Seven series. This is episode 5. Welcome back, football! Jay and I counted up the steps And we incorporated something new in this video that we've never done before in any of our other Stairway to Seven episodes. Also, Jay did a really good job with the graphics. I'm very impressed. So go check it out, please, to make Jay happy and to see his handiwork. While you're on our YouTube channel, we'd love it if you would like and subscribe to the channel. So like the video, please, and subscribe. I'm not joking. That is the number one gift that you can give to producer Jay. He just nodded behind the double pane glass.
Pretty accurate.
Yes. Like the video and subscribe to our YouTube channel. I don't want to say we don't care if you ever go back to the channel, because that's not the case. We love the traffic on our YouTube channel. We obviously don't use it nearly as much as we would like to, given the limitations of having just the two of us. But we've recorded a brand new video for football season, and we will have the Ask Amy Anything wedding version in video form coming up later this month. I'll probably put the link up at some point, but it's really easy to find on our YouTube channel named after the show. So I can't tell you which teams we think will make the playoffs this year. The ones that didn't make it last year. And we didn't even address the teams that will fall out. So in order for teams to move in, some have to get bumped out. We didn't answer that question. Also, there is one glaring omission. I don't know why Jay did not include this team, but I didn't either. So it's not as though I can criticize him. I'm kind of stunned by it, Jay. Without giving the you're so not good at this, but without giving it away, are you surprised that one team that's getting a whole lot of preseason attention was not on our Stairway to Seven?
I am. I was a little shocked. And the fact that you had to bring it up, and I still was like, oh, wow, yeah, how did we forget that one? That I don't know how we missed that one, but somehow we did.
I like to be different.
I like our list better without it, so.
Yeah, we like to be different. We're not going to tell you anything else, so you're going to have to head to our YouTube channel and check out the video. Again, it's Stairway to Seven, Ep 5, Welcome Back Football. Boom. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. And again, we'd love for you to answer that same question. You hear Dan Campbell as we began this segment. Lions and Chiefs.
Enjoy the sunlight, if you will. I know it's at night, but.
Dan Campbell and the Lions drafted a running back. They took a flyer and surprised a lot of people by drafting Jahmyr Gibbs. How can he help them as they try to pick up where they left off at the end of last season, which was second place in the NFC North, eliminating the Packers from postseason contention and getting above 500?
He's a pretty versatile player. There's things he can do, certainly in the run game, but also in the pass game. So I can't tell you what all that would be right now. I'd rather not do that, but I don't know if he'll line up at punter. That helps.
He can't answer any question without making a joke or giving us a one-liner. He cracks me up. Now, as for Travis Kelce and Chris Jones, the Chiefs will wait till the last second. At this point, we know the hyperextended knee for Travis Kelce is a concern. The inflammation is a concern. Right now, he's listed as doubtful. Is it doubtful or questionable? I think it's questionable. Travis Kelce he's a big dude though, and he needs the knee. He needs to be able to run, move, juke, stop and turn on a dime. It wouldn't be the same without him. There's potentially an opportunity here for the Lions. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio.